You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to tell you joining us on today's broadcast is Dr. Timothy Paul Jones, who is Associate Professor of Leadership and Church Ministry at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. Dr. Jones, welcome to Messenger Insight.
It's good to be with you.
Now, I'm a big fan of your writings. You've authored more than, I think, a dozen books, I think all of which I've read more than once. They're just excellent. And you agreed to be part of a series of articles that were published in the Baptist Messenger in January and February that are published online now at baptistmessenger.com in our digital edition. And the subject was Family Equipping Model for Ministry. And you said in the piece, as the 20th century faded into the 21st, a renewed recognition of the need for biblically motivated parental encouragement in children's discipleship began to emerge among many evangelical pastors and scholars. Could you talk about this trend and what it may mean to other ministries?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, basically, we've seen over the past few years is that there's been this recognition that we didn't mean to. And I served in youth ministry in Oklahoma and for several years, as well as the pastor in Oklahoma. And so one of the things that I think that we did, and I even say that I did as a youth minister, one of those things is that we, without even meaning to, gave parents the impression that we as youth ministers, we've got it covered. We've got it handled. We don't need necessarily you to be speaking into your children's life in any sort of consistent or sustained way. We did that at some level, maybe a little bit less so, but still somewhat of that at the level of children's ministry. And so we didn't mean to, but in all of our programs, all of these great and awesome programs that we've developed that are really good things, we've neglected in many ways some really essential parts of that, which is that scripturally, parents have an essential role in their children's discipleship, their children's spiritual formation. And so what has happened is, as different shifts in culture and things like that, there came to be a recognition of a need for, in the church, for us to let parents know, here is what you need to do. You need to be discipling your child. You need to be working alongside us. We as ministers, we need to be reaching into your life and helping you to connect with your child, your teenager, your child, in much better ways than you have in the past. And so one of the things that I've been working on over the past several years has been precisely that, figuring out what are the ways that churches can help parents, equip parents more effectively so that they can be disciple makers in their children's lives, and not to expect the church to do that, or not to assume that that's simply the job of the church.
That's a great point. And if there's one institution crumbling and experiencing difficulty as much as the church, it is the family. And I think you highlight that with a mind shift and a few tweaks to the way we do ministry, significant changes can be experienced.
I think so. I think that there's things that we can do just to reapproach, take a second look at some of the ministries we're already doing and to do those in a better way. Now, some of what we may need to do is eliminate some of the things we've been doing at times, but I think the first thing we need to do is to take a look at what we're doing and to ask ourselves, how can I tie this in? How can I involve parents in this in different ways in our ministries that we're already doing?
And you talk that full-fledged family ministry entails more than the addition of one more purpose or program. It's broader than that.
That's exactly correct. In fact, one of the things, when I do consultations with churches that I do several of each year in helping them move toward a healthy family ministry, one of the things that I really encourage them to do, in fact, almost demand that they do, is don't start anything new. Don't add any new programs. Because let's face it, most of us have gotten plenty, probably a little bit too much on our plate already in terms of the church schedule. So it's not to add something new. Here's the way I kind of summarize it for churches. I want you to take everything that you're already doing with children or with youth, whatever that ministry is I'm primarily working with in that particular instance, and I want you to take everything you're doing with them and figure out how you can tie it. And what I mean by tie is T-I-E, train, involve, or equip parents with that ministry. Now, when you train parents using that ministry, what you do is you set something up that is going on at the same time as what you're doing with the children or youth. You set something up for the parents that speaks into their lives and helps them to be able to do maybe a family devotion at home based on what you're doing with their child or with their youth, or to do some sort of a faith talk or a set of questions they can talk with their child when they're riding with the car. That's training the parents at that point. Involving is making sure that the parents come with the youth or the children and that they really get involved in that event. And to set that event up or that activity up, where if the parents don't show up, it doesn't work if they don't show up. Now, one of the things we have to do if we're going to have events like that, we also have to have what I call FIS, Families in Faith. And what I mean by Families in Faith is people that are available and standing there and who are ready to jump in, that kid that shows up without a parent, to jump in and say, I love you, I'm glad you're here, you're mine, you're with me tonight, and I want you to be involved. I want to be involved in your life, and I care about you, and you're my kid. I'm adopting you into my family tonight for this event or this activity. So that's involved. So train, involve, or equip. Equip is when we simply provide a resource, give a handout or email blast or something like that that says, hey, here's what we're doing with your child or with your youth, and here's three things you can do, for example, that would help reinforce this at home and help you take this home. So I encourage churches to go through all that they do with their youth, all that they do with their children, and say, how can we TI or E, train, involve, or equip using this event? And don't start trying to do that all at once, because that's overwhelming, but then choose three or four events in a year and say, okay, these three or four events, we're going to train, involve, or equip for those three or four events. And then the next year, do a few more, and the next year, do a few more, with the goal of making certain that the home becomes an outpost of gospel rehearsal and proclamation. The proclamation rehearsal of the gospel of Jesus Christ is happening at home, and so that whatever you do at church with the children, whatever you do at church with the youth, that is reinforced, that is reestablished, that is practiced, rehearsed at home as well, so that there's a connection between the home and the church and all that's done.
Amen. That's well said. And too often, I think, and we talked about this at the first, people export the rearing or ministering to other children to others. They turn good programs, like, say, a youth group, into a holding tank with pizza or just somewhere for them to be. But what you're really doing is tying it all together, activating parents, helping them to see the integrated approach that the Bible calls us to. Are there any books or resources or readings in addition to this article series that people could check into, Dr. Jones?
I think one of the ones that I would recommend, and in some ways I hate to recommend what I myself have written, but I'm most familiar with that, is I've written a book called Family Ministry Field Guide. And the Family Ministry Field Guide literally walks you through month by month, step by step, how to do this in your congregation. And it's based not on just me sitting down and thinking this up or dreaming this up. It's on the past 5 years, I have spent thousands of hours consulting with churches, helping them with this transition to family ministry. And it's based on what I've learned from all these churches that I have that I've worked with, and that I've moved in this direction, or that I've worked with them so that they can just move in that direction as a congregation. So that's called the Family Ministry Field Guide, and that's based on just helping churches and learning from them. I'm a learner in this. I'm not just a teacher of this. As I go to churches, I learn from them, and I seek to see what the Spirit of God is doing through them so that I can be taught as well. And that book, Family Ministry Field Guide, really kind of lays this out, what I've learned in working with these congregations. Another book that I would really recommend is by a guy named Steve Wright, and the name of the book is A Parent Privilege. And it is simply a very basic training guide for parents to be able to disciple their children, to be able to be disciple makers in their kids' lives. And so if I were to say, get these two books, I'd say get Family Ministry Field Guide for the staff members in your church, help them work through that as a staff so that they can see some new ways of approaching this, and then for the parents in your church to get A Parent Privilege by Steve Wright to equip them so that they understand perhaps what they can be doing to speak into their children's lives. So that from two angles, the church at the home at the same time, that you can be working toward parents being disciple makers in their children's lives.
Very good. Thank you. And we're talking about the family equipping model for ministry, and speaking to Dr. Timothy Paul Jones, Associate Professor of Leadership and Church Ministry at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Kentucky. And I can also recommend a few other books of Dr. Jones, including Christian History Made Easy, which is an excellent resource that we've used in my church. And you also have done a fantastic job at taking on one of the foremost voices criticizing our faith, which is Bart Ehrman, in your excellent Misquoting Truth. You really, I think, put him in an intellectual pretzel, so to speak, and rebut all of his points and honor Jesus Christ in the meanwhile. Dr. Jones, thank you for joining us on Messenger Insight and for the special connection we feel with you in Oklahoma. We wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. It has been great to be with you.
Blessings.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com. Thank you.